This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherr here with Farai Chadeya. We're in for John Hockenberry. Escalation in Afghanistan. Today there have been Taliban attacks on two eastern cities in Afghanistan. The main one was in the city of Gardez. Taliban militants dressed as women and wearing burqas tried to set off explosives but were shot before they could do so. There's been considerable bloodshed. The Associated Press reporting that a total of 13 Taliban militants and Afghan security forces have died in the attacks in both cities. To get a sense of how our partners, the BBC, are reporting this story this morning, we turn to the BBC's reporter in London and a friend of The Takeaway, Jill McGivern. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
As we've heard, a terrible attack on eastern cities. Gardez seems to be the worst. Women's clothing. What do you know about this?
That's right. Yes, it seems as though these were male suicide bombers, but dressed as women in those all-encompassing burqas, which is a tactic that has been used before, partly, of course, because they are so voluminous and they cover any kind of suicide vest quite effectively, but also partly because of the cultural sensitivities. It is difficult for male guards, for example, to approach women who are wearing the burqa. To search them, of course, is very difficult. It requires women being available to do that, and often they're not available. So it's one of those things that is quite easy to do, very difficult to go against, as with suicide bombing itself.
And it looks as if they were coordinated attacks, is that correct?
That certainly seems to be the case, yes. It seems to have been a series of coordinated blasts. Again, it seems to be just with this surge in violence we've been seeing quite recently, there have been quite a few hallmarks of the kind of violence, the kind of patterns we used to see quite often in Iraq a few years ago. And I think those kind of coordinated attacks increasingly happening now in Afghanistan is another indication of that.
Well, obviously also coming off of the death of the four American troops, the deaths of the four American troops on Monday. This, we keep saying, this has been a brutal month. This has been a bloody month for Afghanistan. But is it indeed an escalation, or is it business as usual?
I think there's no doubt that the level of casualties we are seeing is greater than we've seen pretty much since 2001, and it's causing enormous concern. It's causing, of course, political and humanitarian concern back home for the countries that are involved in sending most of the troops there. And, of course, it's very destabilizing for Afghanistan itself. I was in Helmand just 6 months ago meeting ordinary folk there and trying to get a sense from them about some of the positives in terms of development and so on. There is a lot of development work being done, a lot of money being poured into Afghanistan. But everybody I was meeting was saying, you know, never mind about the schools and the clinics and things. We haven't got security yet. Until we have security, you guys aren't safe, but we're not safe either. We can't live our lives normally. And I think that's part of the whole destabilization that's going on in the run-up to the elections.
And what are the strains on the coalition at this point? Is there a danger of it falling apart?
I think there's certainly concern. We're hearing comments from the Secretary General of NATO at the moment, who's in London, talking about the fact that NATO cannot afford to walk away from Afghanistan at this time, saying, look, the cost would be too great, particularly in terms of possible attacks in the West. But there are clearly tensions within NATO. There are some countries saying, look, we, like the United States and the second biggest contingent, Britain as well, we are contributing a lot of the people and we are seeing a lot of the casualties, not the only ones, but we're bearing a lot of this burden. And I think that's part of the whole debate going on at the moment about some countries which are part of NATO, which may indeed have a presence there. 42 countries have soldiers in Afghanistan, but they may be doing some of the less dangerous stuff, like getting involved in training perhaps, but they have definite caveats, definite limits on what they will and won't do. And that's causing some resentment, clearly.
Jill McGivern with the BBC in London for that update on Afghanistan. We thank you very much. Mm-hmm.